This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. Air Force fighter jet was observed shooting down a balloon off the coast of South Carolina on Saturday afternoon. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington that what the United States government termed a Chinese surveillance balloon had drifted over the country for days, prompting calls from Republican members of Congress and members of the public for the military to knock it out of the sky.
President Joe Biden told reporters he had told national security officials on Wednesday that the balloon should be brought down as soon as possible, but he was advised it was better to wait until it drifted offshore so no debris could harm people or damage property. Biden complimented the aviators who carried out the mission on Saturday afternoon. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in a statement, says the balloon's flight over America was an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty by China. Chinese officials have said the balloon was a Chinese civilian research aircraft that had drifted off course. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Sri Lanka marked its 75th independence anniversary on Saturday as a bankrupt nation. President Ranil Wickremesinghe, who started to improve some but not all the acute shortages, acknowledged the somber state of the nation, saying in a televised speech, "We have reached the point of destruction." Wickremesinghe said the first 6 months of the year will be difficult. Many Buddhists and Christian clergy boycotted the celebrations in the capital, while activists and others expressed anger at what they see as a waste of money in a time of severe economic crisis. Union members have voted down a contract proposal covering tens of thousands of service workers at Walt Disney World, saying it didn't go far enough helping employees face cost of living hikes and housing and other expenses in Central Florida. From Washington, this is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Israelis braved heavy rain on Saturday for a fifth week of protest against judicial reform plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new government that critics say threaten democratic checks on ministers by the courts. The plans from Israel's right-wing government have drawn fierce opposition. Head of the Labor Party, Mirav Mikhaeli, who joined the demonstration Saturday.
Hundreds of thousands of Israelis have been taking to the streets for over a month now because they are saying loud and clear, we will not let this Israeli government take Israeli democracy away.
Netanyahu has dismissed the protest as a refusal by leftist opponents to accept the results of last November's election. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro spoke to hundreds of supporters at a property owned by former U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday and did not discourage them from claiming he lost the election due to fraud. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Bolsonaro has never explicitly made the claim of fraud, but he sowed doubt about the reliability of Brazil's voting machines before his November loss. He is now under federal investigation there for inciting an attack on the country's congressional and Supreme Court buildings on January 8th. After rattling off his accomplishments Friday, Bolsonaro said he did not understand why he did not win the election. He smiled as the crowd cried, "Fraud." Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro met with Iran's foreign minister on Friday to discuss the need for, quote, vigilance in defending their national interests against external pressures. This, according to a statement released Saturday, the Caracas visit underlined the strength of an alliance between two countries who are both subject to U.S. sanctions and seen as outcasts by much of the international community. Pope Francis on Saturday met South Sudanese children displaced by conflict and heard of the hardships of their lives in camps, telling them they would build a better future for the world's newest country by replacing ethnic hatred with forgiveness. The Pope was visiting South Sudan with Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby and Church of Scotland moderator Ian Greenshields, an unprecedented joint, quote, pilgrimage of peace. South Sudan broke away from Sudan in 2011 but plunged into civil war 2 years later, with ethnic groups turning on each other. And a bipartisan group of leading U.S. lawmakers has nominated Jimmy Lai and five other Hong Kong democracy advocates for the Nobel Peace Prize. The six nominees are representative of what the lawmakers said are millions of Hong Kongers who peacefully opposed the steady erosion of the city's democratic freedoms at the hands of Beijing. Marissa Melton, VOA News.